Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Gretchen. Today, Linda Scheid, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Siouxland, is in studio. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Gretchen. How are you?
Well, all I can say is retirement, I think it agrees with me.
It appears to, I'll say that.
How's that? I'm glad for you.
It's wonderful, but I'm still happy to have a hand in what's happening here at Siouxland Public Media and, of course, the food show. So
Yay. That's
all good.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Yeah.
Well, especially right now when we have a neat topic to talk about. We have an event coming up in June, and we haven't had an event in June in a long time. So this is new for the Food Bank of Siouxland. And this one is called Leader of the Pack Hunger Games Edition. Now, Leader of the Pack may sound familiar because we've been doing that for a number of years. And Leader of the Pack is an event always dedicated to helping to fund our backpack program, Food for Kids. And we did it in September, so it was kind of nice in kicking off the new school year and all of that. But the reality is we're doing the planning now and acquiring the food now for the fall program. So to move this up to the summer makes a lot of sense for us, but more importantly, we think it makes more sense for the community. So Leader of the Pack has always been a 15K run walk, and people would come out to the Adams Preserve and do that and enjoy a wonderful, glorious fall morning with us. But that was all we were doing at that time, and we decided we wanted to expand. So that's why it's called the Hunger Games Edition. And you can still come out to the Adams Preserve and do that 15K run walk if you like, but we're adding a bike component to it. We're adding children's activities to it. There will be yard games and fun things to do. If you want to come out, but you've got a two-year-old that you know isn't going to be able to do what you're biking and you don't want to take your child with you, we'll have childcare available. So lots of different pieces that morning, all happening on the 24th of June. Does this sound like fun? A fun family activity?
It does.
And Yay.
For such a great cause.
You know, we feel so strongly about the backpack program Food for Kids. This is where we send food sacks home with children after school on Friday so they have food to help sustain them over the weekend. Gretchen, we're really talking about children who might not have a lot at home. So from the time they leave school on Friday afternoon until they return on Monday morning, they might not have a whole lot to eat, and that's such a terrible tragedy. So we send them home with a bag that has two microwavable meals, two individual size cereals, two shelf-stable milks, a juice box, which is 100% juice because we're very concerned about the quality of what we're sending with our children, and a fruit cup. So it could be applesauce, it could be diced peaches or pears. So highly nutritious bags that they can take home, rip open and eat on their own. So it empowers the child and gives them the ability to take care of that need for themselves.
It does make me wonder what kids do for June, July, and August.
Isn't that a frightening thing?
Yeah, it is.
One of the things I'm really excited to see in our community is how the schools the last couple of years have had a meal program Monday through Friday. So if a child lives within walking distance of that school, they can walk right in and have a meal. So there are some things available in the summer that are not hard for the child to access. How about that? Because it's right there in their own neighborhood school. And more schools every year are participating. So that's cool.
And we're going to do another show. And we're going to talk about the data. Lots of changes going on, lots of shifting. But
right.
Clearly more changes that are affecting the hungry in our communities.
You know, we've always been so blessed to be part of Siouxland and have felt very strongly that we have a good safety net system. So if you're dealing with hunger, you have a place you can go sit down and eat. You have a food pantry you can visit and take food home. Your child can be in the backpack program perhaps and bring a food sack home on Friday. So lots of different ways that we're helping hungry, needy people. But all of these things are on the table right now when you hear what's happening with funding and the prioritization of how we care for those in need. So it is a topic I look forward to coming back and visiting about in greater depth.
And the backpack program was instituted, I don't want to say recently, in the last
2006. We launched in the fall of 2006, but we started with three area elementary schools. Last year, we had eight area elementary schools in our program. The look of the program in the fall of 2017 is under great discussion right now at the Food Bank of Siouxland. So we may be adding to our program. It kind of comes down to what can we afford to do. But anytime we look at the data and see how many children there are at risk for hunger in a school building that we know we can step up and help, we want to do that. So it's all about having an event like this be successful so that we can, yes, we feel good about adding that school. The funding is there to support it.
And approximately how large is your service area, Linda?
The Food Bank of Siouxland as a whole, through our pantries and what have you, is 11 counties. So we have 8 Iowa counties and 3 counties in Nebraska. We go all the way north to the Minnesota border, so we're up to Lyon County, Sioux County, Cherokee County, Monona, Ida, Plymouth, Crawford, obviously Woodbury, and then across the border in Nebraska, we have Dakota, Burton, Thurston. So we cover a pretty good geographic area.
How many additional fundraising events do you do throughout the year?
We have a couple of big events. We have our signature event in February that you know well as Empty Bowls, and then we have Leader of the Pack, and then we have a golf tournament in August. So if you're a golfer, grab your calendar and mark August 7th because that will be coming quickly. The first Monday in August is when we host our event. And then beyond that, we do a pretty active direct mail campaign. So if you're on our mailing list, you might see something from the Food Bank of Siouxland in your mailbox on a regular basis. People will ask me, wow, you're mailing a lot of stuff. Well, what we know is people will help, people will give, people will support when they think about it. And what makes you think about it? Because something lands in your mailbox. So that's why we're pretty aggressive with our direct mail campaign. But it's really made a difference for us and allowed us to bring so much more food into the building and then out to the agencies and to those in need. Last year, we had a record-setting year, 2.1 million pounds of food, and our fiscal year will end the end of September, so I'm pretty close right now, and I know that we're going to break last year's record. We're expecting 2.2 million pounds of food. We've had record-setting day, record-setting month, following one another back-to-back. I was looking at some information just this week. We're going to have the single biggest day in our history this week. So the demand is high. And the challenge is keeping up with that demand because it's basic. No one in Siouxland should go hungry.
And again, talk about the event before we close out the day.
Leader of the Pack, Hunger Games Edition, June 24th, out at the Adams Preserve out in McCook Lake. 8:30 in the morning is when things will get started. It's a morning event, so you can even go support our great friends at Camp High Hopes with their Rib Fest that afternoon. So we're excited that we're not competing with each other. We're complimenting each other. And you can register by going to getmeregistered.com/leaderofthepack or visit the Siouxlandfoodbank.org. That's our website. And visit Leader of the Pack there. And you can be linked right up that way to register through our website as well. Either way, we'd love to see you come be a part of this really fun morning and help us feed hungry, needy children.
Linda, thank you very much for all that you do on behalf of the hungry here in this part of the world. And I'll look forward to revisiting some of this information with you in a future conversation.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I look forward to our conversation.
Thanks, Linda. I've been speaking with Linda Scheid, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Siouxland. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend.